the first point of protocol generally is that we are saying you can justify it to increase our tax rate. The currency is a very strong currency. And secondly, our country has shown that we have no capacity to manage our tax inflows because of abuse and debt cutting. So there is no justification in increasing. We are trying to encourage a consumer expenditure and investment and increasing the tax and the rate at the same time. So it's contradictory.
I want to buy US dollars
in the first place because they have imposed local currency as the current or first choice in terms of even our civil servants. Civil servants are not getting foreign currency. So, most people that are employed here, it's actually informal sector. So, where did they get that information? And how do they justify our statement? They're going to even unregistered and recorded income. So, everything is just cashless.
Ukuthi abantu bayanelisa ukukhokhela zonezo imali abazibizayo ama 20% kusiya ku 30%. Imali yakhona enhulumende uyisebenzisa njani?
That's another stage, ngoba every government has got the right to collect taxes. So it's a question of whether they deploy those taxes equitably. But now the regulators will equip you with abantu bahola ngama US dollars. For instance, ama mines, if the company which actually charges the PSUM, but there is no evidence that there are enough people have a whole lot of formal taxes in foreign currency. It's a very bad policy statement that is based on contention. It's not justified.
Kuthi laba abaku informal sector laba abazisebenzelayo uhulumende uyakoreka yini imali bayakhokhela yini bona imali zama taxes kule system yini esiyafakwa in place ukuba na kuthathwe lezi zimali.
Right, what they did was antivele kuvele kulezi EAT ephathela umuntu wonke. Kodwa if you are self employed, laba abakubhadalayo wona for your services rendered, if you do a service for a registered institution, baza kubhadalisa i-withholding tax nxa ungaphukisanga i-ITF tax certificate. So anti mina nini independent consultant, so if I do work for UNDP or for Jesse or for whoever, Harare City Council, if I don't produce the ITF tax clearance, that charge a bone, you have a charge withholding tax. So this thing gonna, it seems to be working very high. They pay about 30%. So as long as you are self-employed and but you are rendering service to a registered institution, that institution is the one that is under obligation to charge you withholding tax of 30%.
Kuyino ongaku kuthaza kubantu abalaleleyo nxa sokubuya kundaba zokubhadala lawo ma-tax.
Phela mina inkinga yami ukuthi khona vele umthelo wethu is already very high, and so it is up to us as citizens to argue our case even through constitutional court with Hachi. Tina, we are among the highest paying tax nation in the world. I think we're in the top 20 or so, like Irene and so forth. So now we remember that the electricity so which is our coolest umuno to elize and the very consumption of the investment, the savings here. The final thing to kulume la bantu bo womthetho ukuthi hachi uhulumende lo nga-113. So yenze lithina sibe yithi ngabantu esithi khona uhulumende impilo yethu inzima, indeve iyadula, nxa sebesithathela futhi imali ukuthi akusasali imali yokuthi sisende kwezinye izinto ezikhulisa umnotho. So kukithi thina izithi sikhulume ngakho ngodaba leli olemthweni wakahulumende.